Noggin Cold Hall Studios. Time now for the University Showcase, shining the spotlight on the athletic programs and coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. Now, here's your host of the University Showcase, Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you survived the blizzard of 2021. Greg Pogue here, our two-hour broadcast block, the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall. Next hour, Tom Hodges will be in, Ray Doskey with his, we're throwing him a bone, yeah. So, good morning, Ray. How are you doing? Say hello.
Not bad. How are you this morning?
Good morning to you, sir, our producer, and part of the next hour. We'll get with that, our legend, U.S. Army legend of the week, Rick Byrd. So, you know, he qualifies, certainly. University Showcase, we spotlight the athletic programs at the High Valley Conference, Trevecca University, Tennessee State University, and Trevecca here starting it out this morning. Of course, Athletics Director Mark Elliott can follow all things and check out all the social platforms for all the programs there. TNUTrojans.com. Men's basketball, Coach Omar Mance, 2-7, 2-5 in the Great Midwest Athletic Conference last Saturday and Monday. Tiffin at home and then at Ohio Dominican postponed. This coming Thursday hosting Hillsdale and Saturday hosting Findlay at Trojan Fieldhouse. Women's basketball, Coach Chad Hibden. I don't know if they're ever going to play a basketball game. They've played November 28th. They fell at Austin Peay. The next four games were postponed, and they're not scheduled open until this coming Tuesday night against Cedarville. So good for Chad Hibden and the Lady Trojans getting out on the court. Volleyball, Coach Emily Moore, our guest last week, hosted MTSU yesterday there at Hillsdale and at Findlay. Women's soccer, our guest this morning is going to be Coach Kelsey Phoenix back with us. So they will, on February 6th, have an exhibition against Montevallo and open up GMAC play and season play. Well, no, not GMAC play, season play, March 5th against Lee University and March 13th at Kentucky Wesleyan in the GMAC. As well, so in the seasons are sort of, you know, they're all on top of each other right now because all the fall sports are going to be played in the spring as well, and that's the reason we have our next guest back on the show. She is the Trevecca women's soccer coach, Kelsey Phoenix. Good morning, Kelsey. How you doing?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm going to say before I tell anybody why, I'm going to say congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been a crazy month here. So,
well, you are Kelsey Phoenix Cameron right now. So you got married on us, huh?
Yes, I did. Yeah, beginning of December, we got married in the midst of a pandemic, so it was a little bit crazy, but really excited to have a couple friends and family there with us. And so Kelsey Phoenix Cameron now.
Yeah, Andrew. Just hello to Andrew. I'm sure since you're married, y'all are there together. I would assume. I don't know. In COVID-19 era, who knows? I always thought, you know, I got a bad joke. I used it with Greg Ruff the other day. I said, I don't know what all this quarantining's about. I've been doing that with my wife for years. So, and social distancing. But and congratulations. So, Andrew, of course, you work together. I guess, how neat is that?
Yeah, we worked together for a year. That's how we met. And then he's not here right now because he coaches at Belmont and they've actually got practice right now. So he's one of the women's soccer assistant coaches over at Belmont.
Well, we'll get him on soon enough. I guess everybody's got the marriage bug. I'm looking at the notes from Greg Ruff. Your assistant, Gabriela Diaz, is now Gabriela Diaz Ponder. So what, it's going around over there?
Yeah. It's been an exciting year on the staff. So yeah, Diaz got married in May, and then she's actually having a baby this upcoming May. So yeah, a lot of activity.
Wow, year, so. I can be a lot of activity. Yes, Kelsey, not playing in the fall, playing in the spring, and recruiting and all of that. How have you handled it with your program?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been a crazy year. It was difficult not playing in the fall for everybody, I'm sure. And now it's going to be pretty crazy having kind of a back-to-back seasons, playing in the spring, having the summer off, and then playing in the fall again. But yeah, we've been We've been recruiting still. For a while, we were in a dead period, but the last couple weeks, we've been able to recruit and continue to, just recruit for the next couple of years. But, yeah, it's pretty challenging because now we're going into, start games in a couple weeks, and there's still recruiting events happening. So just have to be really creative. You know, we might have a game on a Saturday, and then we're going to Knoxville or Memphis to recruit on a Sunday. So it's going to be a little overwhelming at times, but just trying to, excited to play games, really, and get the opportunity to do that here in the next few weeks.
Well, in the fall, I mean, obviously when everything was shut down and every, league handled everything differently, every athletic program handled everything differently, but certainly for the league-wise, what did you do this fall? I mean, you've been playing and coaching forever. I mean, your whole life, basically. What was it like not having it?
Yeah, I planned a wedding. We still did recruiting, over video and stuff like that. So, we had kids emailing us video. We did a lot of that. We were still able to train a limited amount in the fall. So we were doing, COVID's created a lot more work for most people, I think, in the athletic world, because you have to get really creative as far as, if you're not training with your whole team now, you're training in smaller groups just to kind of help mitigate the risk and the transmission. Now you've got to figure out how to be creative over the course of several weeks training in groups that small, because that's not very typical for soccer teams, to train in groups that small. So it was a lot of, kind of trying to find new things to do and be creative. And we actually were able to do what we typically do in the spring. We do this kind of little competition called the Trojan War. We divide the team up into a few different groups. And so in their groups, we were doing different competitions and tried to keep it as fun as we could. So I think they enjoyed that and tried to keep them, focused on that kind of stuff for the few months.
Well, and keep them engaged, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the tough part, because it's even these games coming up, we've watched our basketball teams, men's basketball has been able to play. But even them, they had a game against Cedarville canceled the day of. And so it's like trying to prepare them for games, but also knowing, hey, we've got to hold this pretty loosely and we'll prepare for the best, but also know that, there's a possibility that things could change last minute.
Last time we had her on the air as the Trevecca women's soccer coach, she was Kelsey Phoenix. Now she's Kelsey Phoenix Cameron with here on University Showcase this morning. There's talk of collegiate soccer splitting seasons, half in the fall, half in the spring, and I hate the term new normal, but everybody's sitting back from all ways of life, from businesses, remote, work, all of the different things with that. And so everybody's looking, well, how do we go forward? What do you think about a split season, half in the fall, half in the spring? I'm guessing, can I guess? I don't think you like it.
Sure. Well, I think there's pros and cons, really.
Yeah.
I think it would make recruiting really difficult. But as far as the game schedule goes, it's pretty tough to have the way that the current, season is structured. They've got a game on a Thursday, and then less than 48 hours we play on a Saturday. That's how all of college soccer is set up right now. And, there's tons of research out now about, just the recovery that is needed, and it's definitely not enough time, and it's not ideal for that sort of a thing. So it would be kind of fun to have games spread out. You can prepare more specifically for a team. So if we just have one game on a Saturday versus two, then, as a coach, it's like, okay, great, we're just preparing for this one team, and then we can focus on the next. And instead of, we're typically doing, watching film and doing scouting reports for two teams per week. So in that sense, it'd be awesome. But yeah, I think it'll be tough. I mean, men's Division I is kind of on the forefront. They're really pushing for that because it's more of a professional model. But I don't think, for what college sports were meant for, I don't think it's probably the best structure, honestly, for, across the board.
Yeah, and you're talking about, and when would the championship be played, in the spring or the fall? I mean, if you're going to have a championship.
Yeah, I think they do it in May, but then you've got, it's really tricky because you've got people that graduate a semester early, or just to have a team to sustain team, chemistry over that sort of a length of a season would be really tough, especially with the way, college break, you've got a month in December that they're all home. So what would you do with that?
They wouldn't go home.
yeah. Which they would hate, and that's college students, they want that break. They want spring break. They want all that stuff. So I think it's going to be tough to pass that.
Kelsey Phoenix Cameron with us. She's the Trevecca women's soccer coach on University Showcase this morning. Could you imagine what you were a player? We'll talk about that. Obviously, you played very successful. Now as a coach, and you're still young enough to relate to the players and what they're going through. But I mean, it's everybody sort of had to adjust, right?
Yeah, it's been tough for everybody, and you know, I think we're trying to be just give our players resources. You know, we've got resources on campus just to be available for them, and you know, some of them, they're going to struggle a little bit more with something like this than others. But yeah, I mean, the emotional turmoil, and I think just the toll that this takes on everybody, but like athletes too, because you've taken their one kind of structure, like the thing that kind of has structured their whole life, you just kind of ripped out of their life. And it's been really, really tough, but you know, we've tried to just be as supportive as possible in this whole process.
I want to go back to recruiting, and it's probably not as much with your program, but I think of football programs, for example, collegiately, basketball programs, and well, anything recruiting, because of the limitations. You don't have the in-home visits, you don't have the face-to-faces, there's no official or unofficial visits to campus, and so how do you determine? You can look at tape, you can figure out they can play, but maybe that they may be a fit or not a fit for what you want to do with your program. How do you determine that from just what you can have in front of you to assess the talent, but not only the talent, but the person?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been obviously way more difficult now, but, you know, Trevecca has actually, in Division II, we're actually allowed to have campus visits, and Trevecca allows us to. They just go through the admissions process, so they, you know, do a tour with the admissions department, and then we're allowed to meet with them. But we're obviously spending way less time with these players because they can't, as you just mentioned, they can't, do an official visit. They can't really stay with the players for too long just to kind of, you know, help mitigate that risk of any sort of transmission of any, you know, COVID. But yeah, I mean, we've been on the phone with players, and there's some players that we saw before COVID, thankfully, that we had already kind of built relationships with. But we've got, you know, we try to communicate on the front end, like what we're about. You know, we want to win the GMAC. We want to go into the NCAA tournament, and this is a place where you can grow in your faith and where the culture of this team is top priority. And so we just try to communicate that over and over and over again. And hopefully in the process of them just getting to know us as coaches, I think they can hopefully just kind of see that, just in our conversations with them.
University Showcase this morning. Our guest, Trevecca women's soccer coach Kelsey Phoenix Cameron, with us. So February 6th, Montevallo with an exhibition. You open the season March 5th against Lee University, and your GMAC opener at Kentucky Wesleyan on March 13th. Tell me about your team. Who should I be watching out for?
Yeah, there's several players we haven't really been able to see a ton. I mean, we've got 11 freshmen, and we only got to scrimmage one time in the fall, and that was the first time we'd seen them play a full game. So in the freshman class, TBD, we had a couple players that did a really awesome job and just excited to continue to watch them play. I think the Montevallo game and the Lee game, because we're having to train in such small groups, those games are going to be, honestly, a lot of our evaluation time of a lot of these players. But then we've got some veterans coming back, you know, Gigi Ariola, McKenna Schlosser, Delana Holman, these players that have had some consistently really good seasons in the past. They're currently healthy and I think excited to get back out there. But a lot of it is to be determined. It's kind of weird going into a season and almost half the team we haven't really seen play any games against an opponent.
Yeah, it's but the shoe's on the other foot too. It's all fair for everybody because you know they're going through the same situation. Kelsey, I want to talk a little bit about you, okay? Other than the marriage, which was congratulations and everything. University of Kentucky led UK to the 2006 SEC Championship, NCAA Tournament, first team All-SEC, and you graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology. So did you think you were going to be a coach? Because obviously you were schooling to be, I guess, in the athletic health department, really.
Yeah, I was actually, the plan was to go be a PA up until, honestly, my senior year of college. So I had done, I'd done exercise science I was studying, like, you know, all the genetics and biologies and adding all that stuff to do pre-med. And so ended up my senior year, I ended up coaching this team, and I basically saw the impact that I was able to have on this group of high school girls. It was the spring of my senior season, so I was done playing soccer. It was pretty crazy. I felt I had just become a Christian about a year earlier, and my life had pretty radically changed. And I saw that, like, oh wow, I can have an impact on this younger generation of women. And so that team actually, like, changed my life. It was like a bunch of 15-year-old girls. And just this local club team, and it was a lot of fun. And they listened to me just because I could coach, because I played soccer and could coach soccer. It was pretty crazy, just the conversations about life and family and boyfriends and school and all that stuff that came up with them. It was an awesome kind of glimpse into, like, wow, like, you can have an awesome impact as a coach. And that just really kind of overtook, you know, my plan to be, you know, going to the medical field. There wasn't quite the, like, passion. I didn't see that impact anymore. So that's kind of where the shift took place to get into coaching. And never looked back, and I'm really glad I didn't, because I absolutely love what I do.
Yeah, my dad was a high school coach. So like him, you went for the big money of coaching, right?
Yeah, that's definitely why I made that change.
you know, easy work, no late nights, no traveling on a bus from West Virginia after a GMAC game.
Yeah, 9 to 5, really clean.
Yeah,
you know,
so. Yeah. Hey, yeah. What about the GMAC, man? It's so funny because Mark Elliott, when your athletic director, your boss, he was at the forefront of the move of Trevecca, obviously, from NAIA, that 3-year probationary period, now Division II, and formed, was at the forefront of helping form Great Midwest Athletic Conference, which was the first new conference that the NCAA allowed in like 20-something years. But now, man, it's grown. You know, you're all over, what, Michigan, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky. You're the southernmost at Trevecca. Just with the influx of all these private schools, quite frankly, faith-based schools, doesn't the ante get raised because of all these teams you're bringing in? Because you know they're bringing in great athletic programs.
Yeah, I mean, the GMAC has gotten so much stronger over the last couple years. You know, my first year was when Finley, Walsh, and several other schools entered the conference. And so, Finley was in the top 25 last year. And, you know, Walsh also was ranked in the region, Cedarville, Ohio Dominican. Several really difficult teams in the conference. Ashland is coming this next fall in 21, who is also a great program. I love it. I love that just in our normal conference play, we can play these top teams. And then, obviously, we've got several teams within driving distance. We've got Montebello and Lee on our schedule again. Also, both top 50 teams and have gone deep into the NCAA tournament. So, yeah, I'm obviously slightly competitive. So putting those teams on the schedule is very intentional and trying to prepare us for the difficult conference play that we have.
Have you thought about what it's going to be like? I know February 6th is going to be an exhibition with Montevallo, and then the season opener about a month later against Lee, but running out there to play a game. Have you thought of what that's going to be like? Because I heard a quote from Nick Saban, you know, because of everything that you're doing what you love, but you really don't know how much you love it until it's taken away. So, and I thought that was just a great quote, and what's it going to feel like running out there after all of you went through, didn't play in the fall, going to play in the spring, all the changes, you're going to play in the fall again? What's it going to be like running out there that first time?
Gosh, I am ecstatic, and I think the team is too. I think that's a great quote, a great way to say it. I think I'm just going to be grateful for every opportunity we get to go out there. So, I'm so excited that I actually, we played Montevallo in 2019, and I actually was watching the game the other day just trying to get ready. I know they've changed a lot, but just really excited to have a team to prepare.
Wait, you're looking at you're preparing for an exhibition, okay? You're yeah. Like every coach, you're eat up with it, right?
Yeah, I can't wait. And the game was 2 years ago, almost. So
you're doing scout for an exhibition on a game you played, a match you played 2 years ago. Okay.
Exactly. It makes no sense, but it's just what we have to do it because we have to feel like we're controlling something. So, but I'm really excited, and the girls, you know, can't wait. And So I don't even know what that's going to feel like at this point, but just excited to just see them play, honestly. And I think the mentality going into games is just going to be different because we're not going to be able to, you know, prepare fully like we normally would, just as far as we're not going to be training as a team for 4 days. It'll be like maybe one or two, you know, practices as a full team. And that's okay. Like, we'd explain that to them. And really the goal is just to get to the game and play the game with as many players as we can.
Kelsey, the most important question I'm going to ask today, the family approve of Andrew?
Oh, yeah, my family loves Andrew. And I've had his family test, too, so that's good.
So they approve of you, too, so that's good.
Yes. Yes,
Kelsey, you know, we're going to keep up with you all spring long. It's weird to say, but we're going to keep up with you all spring long, and you do good work over there. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you, Greg.
All righty. Kelsey Phoenix, Cameron now, the Trevecca women's soccer coach. We'll take a break. Coming up, TSU. Another neat story. Lola Oradugba, the men's and women's tennis coach, professional. Really a neat story as well. Coming up next, University Showcase.
Tennessee State University men's and women's basketball season tickets are now on sale. Indeed, while all Gentry Center protective measures this season will comply with Tennessee State University Ohio Valley Conference and state and local guidelines, there is still the opportunity to be part of the action at Gentry Center this season. With solid returnees and talented newcomers, third-year Tigers coach Penny Collins has his team positioned for a run at the OVC title, while the Lady Tigers begin a new era under first-year coach Ty Evans. Be part of the action with season tickets, visit TSUTigers.com. And for advanced single-game tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Boone, president of Trevecca. Our unprecedented growth in recent years is something that brings us great joy. While our enrollment and our 100% online degree options continue to grow, our mission will always remain the same. We're committed to preparing students to excel professionally while also demonstrating kindness, compassion, and servant leadership wherever life takes them. Learn more at trevecca.edu.
In a time when preventive care is more important than ever, routine oral and eye checkups could save your life. That's why Delta Dental of Tennessee offers dental and vision plans starting at less than a dollar a day. For example, our large network of dentists can detect 120 signs and symptoms of diseases before they're life-threatening. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back in, University Showcase, spotlighting the programs throughout the High Valley Conference. Trevecca, Tennessee State, Ray Dosky producing this morning. Coming up next hour, the shoot-around presented by Gog and Kodal. Coach Tom Hodges and myself and our U.S. Army Legend of the Week at 9:30. Former Belmont coach, certainly a legend, Rick Byrd will join us. Also, I want to let you know, coming up this afternoon, 3 o'clock, we've got the Rams-Packers game. The division wild card playoff game today. We've got that one right here about 3 o'clock this afternoon. TSU's on the clock. Of course, AD, Dr. Mickey Allen, TSUTigers.com. Men's basketball, Coach Penny Collins, 2-7, 1-5 in the OVC. Give you the results. Last Saturday was scheduled to host SEMO. That was postponed because of COVID issues within the SEMO program. That has been rescheduled to this coming Tuesday night at 6 o'clock at Gentry Center. Thursday, just a tough, heartbreaking loss, 65-64 to Jacksonville State. Today they go to Tennessee Tech, part of a doubleheader, women at 5 and at the men at 8. You can listen to that. Will Brown, myself on the call at TSUTigers.com. Thursday hosting SIUE, Saturday EIU, both of those men-women's doubleheader, women's basketball. Coach Ty Evans, tough start to his first year, but not that much of a surprise. But anyway, a postponed game from Belmont will be made up by this coming, it was scheduled to be Tuesday. It's going to be back in February, so we'll tell you a bit about that. But, of course, at Tennessee Tech, we mentioned that as well. Men's and women's cross country, Coach Cheese, her team's open at the Belmont opener as well. And this weekend, our Tiger Bells and Flying Tigers men's and women's track and field opening at the UAB Invitational. And coming up tomorrow, the men's and women's tennis teams, coached by Lola Oradugba, will host Cumberland to open their seasons, and we're joined now by Coach Lola. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, Greg. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Happy New Year to you.
Same. Happy 2021.
Yeah. Do we know? Is it 2021? Do we know? It's been so crazy.
The days are running together for sure.
Just I when I talk to coaches, I guess invariably the first question I got to ask is, how have you and your program, your student athletes, handled all of this? And all the different movings that you have to do of your program, when you're going to play, and all that kind of stuff with the COVID-19 pandemic. How have you handled that?
I think that we've handled it pretty well. Obviously, there's been a lot of changes. Some we can foresee, and some we can't. So I think just on the front end, just making sure that I've been in communication with our staff, with our players, their parents, and whomever needs to happen. I think that's helped us kind of navigate through this time. It's going to continue to help us through the season because we know that there's more changes to come. But for sure, I think that we've done pretty well. I think that they've taken it pretty good. They're just waiting. They're now happy to be here. They want to play, so I think that's where we are for right now.
Well, and I think I misspoke, right? You originally scheduled to play Cumberland, but what, you're going to open it with the women at Chattanooga January 29th and the men hosting Xavier out of Louisiana on January 30th. Did I misspeak about the game tomorrow?
You did. So,
okay.
You're correct. So that's just one of the many changes. We don't start until the 29th and 30th. So the 29th is UTC for the women, and then Xavier of Ohio on the 30th here in Nashville for the men.
Oh, Xavier of Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Man, there's Xavier's everywhere, right? You got to tell Jose he put Xavier, Louisiana on the notes he sent me. I'll just let you. Yeah, I'm gonna throw Jose under the bus for that one. How about that?
You're good.
Lola Oradugba is our guest. She's the men's and women's tennis coach over at TSU. During the fall, could you do any coaching? I know you had only, what, two male athletes on campus. What'd you do?
I mean, a lot of it was virtual. So I had to stay engaged weekly with our other players that were international. So, you know, just getting a lot of things from our sports medicine, just, you know, how to make sure they're remaining injury-free, working with our trainers just to make sure they have some good stuff with them while they're away from us. But then sending some virtual videos of practices, of stretching, of, you know, just keeping themselves in shape, making sure the academics were still on board as well. The two on campus, yeah, we had some weeks where we were able to actually get on court. We did some runs. We did some physical fitness. You know, a lot of they did some things twice a week with Coach Stacy as well. So their strength and conditioning was there on campus. So we did get some weeks in. I think that it was pretty productive. Now with everyone here, I think that we can definitely go a little bit further, and that's what we're hoping to do. So
well, and you know, you're talking about that, and Dr. Millie and Mickey Allen. I've really been impressed. I better say that because I'm on the payroll too, Lola. So, trying to get the competition back on campus, getting the tennis courts resurfaced. I know you play home matches at Hadley Park mostly. Sometimes Vanderbilt's kind of have you guys come over there as well. But just how important is it to get back on campus?
It will literally, you know, bring out the soul of our team. They, you know, it's nothing like playing at home. Hadley has been open to hosting us, and you know, I think Belmont's using them as well. But mm-hmm. I think having you know, our courts central to us, you know, just accessing them anytime we want, will be great for the players, great for the program. You know, that's just one thing that we, you know, once you see the Tiger logo, you come there, you practice, we own it, so we can invite people. For tournaments, we can invite people for even the regional within OVC. We can host our conference championships there. So not only for the players, you know, they love it. You know, it's a great thing to have home courts. But then you also look at the monetary side, just completely redoing the athletics program together. So you're correct. Dr. Allen has been great with just understanding the needs for every program, continuing to be consistent. With that, speaking to us about it, and then we're you know, making a plan to make it happen. So researching the court is one of the priorities, probably one of the top two priorities for me especially.
Well, and you know, and Lola Oradugba, she's our guest this morning, University Showcase men's and women's tennis coach. But the way he approached it, he went to every coach, and I know this because obviously we have all the coaches on the show here, and basically asking, what do you need? What would take you that next step? And that's such a simple question to ask.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important. But, you know, coming in, being new, I think it's important to understand just forming that relationship is key. And that was his first step. So with us, we need players. We need high-performing players. Our classroom, we've done well academically. I don't have any issues there. We need performing players that want to come, that want to compete at a high level for their 4 years, and then we get them out. But we want to build the camaraderie there, have a great program where all of the you know, highest recruits look at our program and want to come. So that's pretty much what we need, just consistency, you know, great staff. I've had, you know, good staff with me so far, but continue with that process, and then, you know, like I said, making sure that we have the best of the best athletes coming to Nashville to play for Tennessee State.
Well, and how important is it to you? I guess it's a simple question, right? You played there. You returned in the spring of 2019, be the interim, now the head coach for the men's and women's program, and more the head coach, more of a director of tennis, if you will, because of all the things that go into it. But coming back, you played there, 2006, I believe. How important is it for you to get that program where you want it to be, considering you're an alum?
I mean, it's just a good thing. Even if I wasn't an alum, once you take on the you know, this position, I think that you have to be invested. So it's a great thing for other alums to know that, hey, you know, we can do this, we can give back, whether it's monetary or, you know, just making sure that our time is there, our efforts are there, to making sure that Tennessee State remains on the map for a great institution. That's key. So, you know, I think that's super important for me, but I think anything that I touch, I usually put the best effort toward it. So that's where I stand with that.
You from St. Louis?
I am.
Yeah. The first African American female from the area of St. Louis to play professionally. And you played, you know, all over the world during your professional career. Where did it get started with you with tennis?
My parents, you know, that's normally where you start when you're young. You don't necessarily have choices, at least in that generation. So I have great parents. Grandparents are deceased. But, you know, my great parents, all of us, you know, they made sure that we were in everything. And with everything, you know, from academics to sports, you know, you know, from Girl Scouts to tennis to, you know, church programs, everything. So chess club, anything that, you know, we could be in, they made sure that we were in just for us to have that exposure. And then you narrow it down to what you're good at. Tennis was one of those that I enjoyed. So, you know, you're never going to be great when you first start, but stuck with it right before the age of 7. And from there, just loved the game. Competed when I was young, in school, on travel teams, things like that. Came to college and played, and then of course on tour. So now I'm, you know, me being part of the game, it's just simply coaching and giving back in that realm. So that's how it started.
You played all over the world. What was the weirdest place you ever played tennis?
Nothing weird. I don't. A court is a court. I think that any sport, I don't care what it is. But a tennis court is, I haven't been to a weird place. I've enjoyed every single place I've been. Everything is new. So, you know, but, you know, the one thing that you always, no matter where you are, it could be foreign to you. As soon as you step on that court, it's exactly the same. So I wouldn't say I've had a weird place.
Well, I mean, but you got to go to the hotel, you got to eat, you got to do other things, right? I was just trying to figure out if you played on the four of the world's continents, something, you know, that you were, you know, riding in on a llama or something, you know, so.
No. I mean, so I tell you what, when you're in Europe, you're doing a lot of on foot, just because, you know, you don't get to travel in nice cars or luxury cars until you make multi-millions, so. I would say Melilla, Spain was one of the best. I wouldn't say weird at all, but one of the best. It's actually also on the cusp of Africa, so you're actually being able to step on two different countries at one time. So, but a lot of on foot, you get to see the culture. I love it because it's different from here in the U.S. We have to pay for a lot of things, and we don't get to see the authenticity. But being other places, you can. So you're on foot, you're seeing, you know, them cooking your food right away, or, you know what I mean, bringing it from the farm to the table, so to speak. But it's really good because you get to see the culture, explore the culture. That's some things that we miss here in the U.S. because we hop in a car and go places without actually being able to enjoy those simple things. So I would say Melilla, Spain would be my best.
Wow. Does it help you relate? I know 6 of the 7 men's team members and every member of the women's team right now are international student athletes. And I'm sure Dr. Allen likes that. Just take it. Do you go on a home visit on all of these? but I guess knowing where they've come from helps you coach them.
I mean, just me being open, I think, is the best thing, because, you know, every culture for me, I still don't know their cultures. Yes, I, you know, when they send their information, when they're sending their recruiting video, I start to really invest my time into learning them, understanding their culture, understanding their foundation, things like that. But it doesn't stop there. So that the recruiting part is just the very beginning. I like them, like I said, before I even bring them to the campus, I like to learn a little bit more about them. But when they get here, there's still a lot to learn. So I love that part of it. And with them, it brings unity. Just learning, you know, their backgrounds and being able to come together as a team, having your coaches to be able to expound on that is great for them. So I love it. I wouldn't have everyone from the same place. I wouldn't want it because it's been this way for so long. So I like that our sport itself is international.
Lola Ora Dugba has been our guest this morning. She's the men's and women's tennis coach over at Tennessee State. Lola, thank you. Good luck this spring with both programs.
Thank you so very much, Greg, and have a great 2021, buddy.
All right, you too. All right, Lola.
Thanks for your time.
Coach Lola, there you go. Hey, when we come back, Belmont on the clock.
When you get to be my age, you've seen just about everything. But the one thing I plan on never seeing is out-of-pocket expenses that Medicare doesn't pay for. And with Medicare supplement coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans, I'll never be out of network, so I can use the doctor I want to choose. So if you're turning 65 and have questions about Medicare supplement plans, dental, vision, or prescription drug coverage, talk to a representative today or visit us at fbhp.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. Plan on us.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Trevecca, we value the opportunity to strengthen and empower leaders. That's why we're proud to be the fastest growing graduate business school in Nashville. We offer fully online master's and doctoral degrees in business administration that will elevate your professional skills and take your career to the next level. Reach your professional peak with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or learn more at trevecca.edu.
Tennessee State University men's and women's basketball season tickets are now on sale. Indeed, while all Gentry Center protective measures this season will comply with Tennessee State University Ohio Valley Conference and state and local guidelines, there is still the opportunity to be part of the action at Gentry Center this season. With solid returnees and talented newcomers, third-year Tigers coach Penny Collins has his team positioned for a run at the OVC title, while the Lady Tigers begin a new era under first-year coach Ty Evans. Be part of the action with season tickets, visit tsutigers.com. And for advanced single-game tickets, head to ticketmaster.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and practice and qualifying is back, at least for eight Cup Series events this year. Plus, we are going to hear from Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe, and a whole bunch more. So, get all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Ryan Blaney, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
University Showcase. Greg Pogue, your host. Coming up next hour, it will be the Shoot Around, presented by Goggin Cold Haul. And our U.S. Army Legend of the Week will be Rick Byrd. Certainly, the word legend qualifies there. Of course, the legendary Belmont men's basketball coach is going to talk about. Speaking of Belmont, our guest here on the University Showcase, the OVC segment, Belmont University Associate Athletic Director for Marketing and Sales, Josh Ward. Good morning, Josh.
Greg, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good. I dare say, by your title, marketing and sales, that you are an external person. You're the guy out on the streets. You're the guy getting the sponsors. You're bringing in the fans. How has that changed? Because you can't show up at somebody's place beating the drum these days.
Probably a lot like other businesses. It's a lot more Zoom calls, a lot more getting to know people's home office, and building relationships a little bit more creatively. And then obviously if the weather's nice and you can get 6 feet at a patio somewhere, that always helps as well.
Well, and, you know, obviously every business is differently because everybody is impacted by this differently. But certainly, how has it been? Because I think, you know, one thing Belmont has is obviously built-in support of its longtime boosters. But you always want to, you know, grow the fans, keep them engaged, keep the students engaged in everything. But they can't come to the games, or only a few of them can.
It is a different challenge this year. I mean, I think obviously a lot of schools are dealing with no attendance or limited attendance. So how do you allocate those assets? How do you make sure you're promoting your radio and TV broadcast to make sure that the fans are following and staying engaged? Because we all know this will end at some point, and you want to make sure that you don't really miss a beat and you keep them engaged and following so that when the in-venue product returns, they're right there ready to go. Because I think everybody thinks there's going to be a large group of people that are ready to just itching to do anything in terms of a live event, concert, sporting event. But then, you know, that other group of, hey, I've kind of found something else to fill my time now. How do we make sure that we stay top of mind and tap into their memories and their association with Belmont to make sure that when we're back and having the doors open for everyone, they're right there ready to come back.
Yeah, and so you're out promoting George Plaz. George is doing the games, right? Plaz with Kevin moving over to Vanderbilt.
We have George filling in on all of our games for radio and ESPN Plus broadcast. It's great to have him on campus again and be with him. I obviously didn't work with him when he was at Belmont, but for a Nashville native like myself and a kid that grew up hearing his voice, it's unique to be able to rub shoulders with him a little bit on basketball days.
Josh Ward with Belmont University Associate AD for Marketing and Sales. You know, everybody's got to be creative, and you see all of the at all the pro sports events, you know, people buying cardboard cutouts of their dog or themselves or their kids and everything. I thought it was pretty cool what you guys did. Buy a Bruin promotion. Tell the people about that, what you did last month.
A really cool idea that our department came up with. We you know, want to do something a little different. I think the cardboard cutouts, we knew that by the time basketball started, that would be something that people were used to seeing, maybe not have quite the impact or the newness that, you know, once all these college football and pro football games have been played, once college basketball starts in November. So we decided to kind of go a different route and put as large of teddy bears as we could in our seats. Plays very well with us being the Bruins. We're able to get a sponsor, Hub International, involved. But let our fans purchase a bear to sit in the seat for a couple home games in December. We ended up doing it for one men's game and one women's game. And then after that, we donated those bears to Toys for Tots for Middle Tennessee. And just want to do something new, a little different, unique to Belmont. You know, Belmont's got such an active role in the community, both outside of athletics and in athletics. And so kind of wanted to kind of stay on brand with that and who we are and how can we do something creative, have fun, but also give back at the same time. And, you know, we're able to sell several hundred bears in about a week and then actually sell out and then able to donate all those a week or two before Christmas to Middle Tennessee Toys for Tots. And it went really, really well. I had a lot of fun with it. Did some different things on social media. And maybe something we bring back in the future because it went so well. It may not be just a COVID season type promotion, but something that happens annually.
Josh Ward with us, Belmont University Associate AD for Marketing and Sales here on University Showcase. You've paid your dues. I looked at your resume. I printed off your bio from the website. Before this, 12 years with the Titans, and lastly, as senior manager of ticket sales. So you got some investment with the Titans. So I know you were happy to, you know, for the season they had, obviously didn't end the way anybody wanted it to around here. And now Arthur Smith off to be the head coach of the Falcons. But talk about a dozen years with your experience working with the Titans.
Sure. No, it was a great season for the team. And anytime they play well, I'm excited. I mean, it's not just the team and the fandom. I'm, as I mentioned, a Nashville native, so I love to see our sports teams here do well. But, you know, there's so many people in that building, both mostly on the business side that I know and care about and want to see the team do well for them because there's an impact on their areas if the team plays well. So when they play well, I get excited just as a fan, but also for some of the relationships I have. But it was an awesome 12 years, set me up beautifully to through so many different experiences. I learned so much, had a lot of great leaders on the business side there that I got to watch and learn from. And so able to kind of take that to a school that, you know, I have a degree from and be able to kind of use those experiences to help Belmont now. Had a year to do it so far, a unique year to say the least with COVID. Had about 3 months of normal, and then COVID hit, but excited to use those experiences from the Titans and all that I was able to learn here at Belmont and the athletic side on the external piece.
The Predators, the Nashville Cats, and I remember the Nashville Cats, man. They really, seriously, I would really, what they did, marketing, outreach, in-game, everything that they did sort of set a bar high. I mean, people don't realize that now, but you think the Nashville Cats, they were ahead of the Predators, Titans here, and it was the thing to be at.
It was a great, just a little less than 2 years. I still joke to this day, there's very few people on this world that would want to have a four-hour dialogue about arena football, but I would be happy to do it and love to talk about it because I enjoyed it so much. And I think it had, the business model and the right markets and the right cities. I mean, all those really play into the success of it. But it was a ton of fun. I mean, I was early 20s, very green, learning it all and seeing it all. And it was just a great place to start. That time they were owned by the Titans. So really got to see a lot and you're involved in so much in those kind of settings where it's not just the marketing and the ticketing, but you're helping out with community, you're helping out with game ops in different areas. So it was a great place to start. I think a lot of people in our industry have started in minor league baseball or some of the, maybe not your big four sports. And I was just like that. And I think the Cats were a space where I got to do a ton of those things. And, you know, I would have worked in arena football for a really long time. That's kind of where I thought I would be. And then, you know, one thing leads to another.
Yeah. By the way, personal aside, I always liked the hot tub where you had 8 or 10 young people in it, and they sat in there for 3 hours drinking huge things of beer and never got out. So that's you can figure out what my thinking is on that. Let me ask you something. I am putting two and two together right here on the air. Does Tom Ward mean anything to you?
So I think I know where you're going with this, and there's actually no relation.
Really?
To Tom Ward.
Yeah.
It's the Tom Ward I think you're going.
Yeah,
with.
He was the initial Predators executive vice president. He ran the business side of the Predators initially, and I just I'm thinking Ward. I'm thinking, well, so you guys aren't kin.
We are not. I actually thought you were going to ask me if I was related to John Ward. I get that one quite a
bit. But there is the Tom Ward in our city and a lot of the places that you've worked. I mean, obviously the Predators, he was, like I said, the first business side leader of the Predators.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. No connection okay. there, but yes, familiar with him on the business side. And obviously, I'm old enough now where I have seen the national sports landscape change so much and was able to kind of grow up through it. So know his name well and obviously instrumental to having the Preds here and where they are.
You know what got me thinking about it? I tweeted out last night that you were going to be on the show, and Sean Henry, obviously the CEO and president of the Predators, liked the tweet, and I got to thinking, is that was there a connection there? But no, I guess he just liked my tweet. So anyway, that you were going to be on. You're actually the second UK grad we've had on the show this morning. So what's up with you Wildcats?
I think like any year, we typically turn the corner in late January, early February, once all the pieces start to fall in place. I think, you're seeing COVID a little bit with how practice times and especially for a team that's going to have so many new faces. I mean, with the exception of Keon Brooks, you've got a lot, pretty much the whole roster is new. So that's kind of where we are. I was excited about the 3-game win streak. I knew Alabama was going to be tough. They're a really good team. So, we'll see where we go today and take off. And we typically tend to turn the corner later in the year. I think our schedule early also was maybe a little bit more difficult. I definitely sound like a Kentucky grad.
Oh, yeah, you're giving the Kentucky – you sound like you're reading off something Calipari wrote, you know. So, well, let me pull that to Belmont. Certainly, next hour on our shoot around show, we've got Rick Bird, the job Casey Alexander's done, Bart Brooks, certainly with the women's team. So the two bell cow sports, obviously, for Belmont, and especially men's basketball, it makes it a lot easier to knock on those doors when you're having success.
Most definitely. I mean, I think transitioning into this role, I mean, I think that was one of the most exciting parts is just what Belmont stands for, the tradition, the success, what Coach Bird has built for so long here, how they're respected, you know, not just the athletics, but the university as well in Nashville, the reputation that we have. I think there's a really sharp admiration in the business community for Belmont and all that we stand for. So definitely makes those conversations easier. Lots of things going on at Belmont all the time, even with athletics, with new facilities and, you know, with a new school of medicine happening on the university side. So that definitely helps. I think it's a big part of my story. When we talk to sponsors, we talk to fans and wanting to be associated with Belmont. I think that's a really nice and fun story to talk about.
Josh Ward, Belmont University Associate Athletic Director, Marketing and Sales, our guest this morning. Josh, hey, congratulations, and thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, man.
Greg, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
All righty. I just knew he was kin to Tom Ward. I don't know why, but swing and miss. All right, we'll take a break, be back, and wrap it up in a few.
Corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first. Let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Do you desire to become a leader who can influence and encourage other employees, students, or clients? Trevecca offers a variety of undergraduate and graduate degrees in leadership that are relevant, accessible, affordable, and fully online. You'll gain skills and knowledge to lead in fields such as business, technology, education, ministry, government, and healthcare. Transform your work environment for the good. Call 844-TNU-GRAD. Or learn more at trevecca.edu.
Tennessee State University men's and women's basketball season tickets are now on sale. Indeed, while all Gentry Center protective measures this season will comply with Tennessee State University, Ohio Valley Conference, and state and local guidelines, there is still the opportunity to be part of the action at Gentry Center this season. With solid returnees and talented newcomers, third-year Tigers coach Penny Collins has his team positioned for a run at the OVC title. While the Lady Tigers begin a new era under first-year coach Ty Evans. Be part of the action with season tickets, visit TSUTigers.com. And for advanced single-game tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, wow. What was that?
I think that was a red-tailed hawk. Pretty awesome.
Kentucky is home to nearly 1,000 species of animals, and many of these need our help.
Funding just isn't keeping up.
However, you can help out.
You can help save these species by becoming a member of Kentucky Wild.
When you join, you'll be directly supporting wildlife facing threats across our state.
And there's some pretty good perks for you, too.
To find out more, visit fw.ky.gov/kywild.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
I want to thank our guests this morning, University Showcase, Josh Ward, the Belmont Associate AD Marketing and Sales, Lola Ora Dugba, the men's and women's tennis coach at Tennessee State University, and also Kelsey Phoenix, now Cameron, as she got married last month. So congratulations, the Trevecca women's soccer coach as well. Hey, coming up this afternoon, we've got the Rams and the Packers at 3 o'clock. But the shoot around with Coach Tom Hodges and a cameo by Sweet Ray next hour.